But I got a paddle in one time. But he didn't hit me but three licks.
Oh. What'd you call the boys who went and told the teacher? Do you have a name for that kind of person?
Well, no, I don't reckon we had any speaking.
I bet you did. I bet you called them tattletales.
Well, somebody, yeah, some people did, but I don't reckon we did. But anyhow, they told on us. And that ain't the worst part of it either. Old Aaron swung around on that thing one day, and his grip gave loose, and he fell right on that doggone poplar stump and hurt that shoulder.
Really? Another form of punishment for you, wasn't it?
Did you ever play on a plank that would be on something or go like
oh,
this?
Yes, yes.
What would you call that?
Seesaw.
And if you saw some children on that, you'd say those children are just
playing seesaw.
And did you ever have something on a plank? On a pole that would go around.
Oh yeah.
What'd you call that?
Merry-go-round.
Did you ever hear a word like Flying Jenny?
Yeah.
Or Flying Dutchman?
Yeah.
Are all those the same?
Yeah, about the same thing. I never did play on one, but I know they had them. We didn't have none in old school I ever went to, but then I've seen them at other schools. I never had one where I went to school.
And when you saw them, you called them merry-go-round.
Oh yeah. Yes.
And was this teacher of yours a man or woman?
The one that paddled me?
Yes, he was a man.
He was a man, and the man that made me learn the poet was a man too.
Oh, what would they call a lady teacher? School marm or?
Yeah.
They'd make that. what would she call you? You.
She might call me blockhead, for all I know.
But if she liked you, she'd call everybody in the class her scholars or her students, or how would she say?
Well, scholars, I think, is a general term it is used. I remember another thing happened one time at school too, and this was a man done that. Well, it was the same man that made me learn that poem, but it was at a different school. There was two boys. I don't know why they done it, but they got to picking at me, and they made it up. There's three of them. They made it up for one of these boys to run in and hit me, and the other two would come in and join in, and they'd give me a whipping. Well, I caught on to it, and I had me a rattan vine about 6 feet long. I went and cut me a rattan vine about 6 feet long, and they was going to do that at dinner time. And somebody else come and told me what them boys was planning on doing. I went and got me a rattan vine. And here come that boy that they put out as the leader to make the break. Here he come to hit me. And just before he got to me, I give him wet with that rattan vine just as hard as I could jerk it. The other two boys stopped just like that. They didn't come on. And that was all there was to that. But the teacher got on to me about it. Called me in the house and talked to me about it and said, "You go ahead." That's he didn't punish me at all.
Ended the fight in a hurry.
Well, it looked like he thought I'd done a good deed in doing
the right
it.
Thing.
Well, that happened. I haven't forgot that.
How about the school room itself? Would you describe that?
The school room, it is just one room school.
And what did you have in the room? Did you have?
We had homemade desks.
I see. About how many?
There's 20, 25.
That's many.
20, 25 desks.
Mm-hmm. And how would the how would you move from one grade to another? Or did you call them grades? Maybe they didn't.
Well, they didn't call them grades them days. They'd say
a second here, Mr. I gotta change the tape.
Okay.